Água da do Lorde. Your grace is abounding in your mercy. Is no deserving met. That the Lord has made, that the Lord has made, I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in Him, and be glad in Him. Oh, blessed be this day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in Him. Blessed be this day, blessed be this day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen, my Lord Jesus, that because we have, we, the Scatterbound family, also the ministries that have acknowledged you before men, you also have acknowledged us before your Father in heaven and before and his angels. Our Father, who art in the heavens and in us, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom of love has come, and your will, your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us this day our daily bread. Every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in Christ, in us, and forgiving us our trespasses, as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us. You lead us not into temptation, but hath delivered us from the evil one and consecrated us in your truth. Your word of love is truth. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father love, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations. Father, love, I thank thee. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. For I have your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. I cast down any idle word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father Lord, if I have aught against any. And I receive my forgiveness from all sins and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. Set a guard over my mouth, God. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Not let me so much as dream of evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company, that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do wrong. But let the words of my mouth, excuse me, and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken blood, and I do so in remembrance of him, thanking you, Father Lord, that the thief, excuse me, does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come, says the Lord, that you may have life and have it more abundantly, in abundance, to the full till it overflows. Till it overflows. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. Reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, bless, restore. For my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my Friend, my Blood Brother. You are the Lord of the harvest, the Lord, God of hosts. So, my bridegroom, you are the Lord of the harvest, the Lord, God of hosts. So, I shall live and not die to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy, his hesed love, his tender loving care. Tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore. Being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time. His driving passion to deliver me for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, by Holy Ghost, resurrection power, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, arise, go forth and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved Son. For in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready. And whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon me, and his glory appears over me. Nations will come to my light, and kings to the brightness of my dawn. I lift up my eyes and look about me. All assemble and come to me. My sons come from afar, and my daughters are carried on the hip. Then I look and be radiant. My heart throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas are being brought to me. To me the riches of the nations are coming. For as it is written, for you know the grace of your Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, but for your sake, excuse me, he became poor, so that through his poverty you might be rich. The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, and the Lord of hosts adds no sorrow, no curse to it, neither does toiling increase it. It is the Lord your God who has given you power to acquire wealth by fulfilling, as he has now done, the covenant he has sworn to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, as it is this day. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says the Lord
of us. Then in this place, I will provide the peace, declares the Lord, declares the Lord of us. Thus, so I thank you, Father Love, that the Lord being our security, the Lord is here. He will not allow our feet individually and or as a whole to get caught in a trap. So shall they feel the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise the barrier, shall lift up a standard against him. So I wash us, the scatterbound family, households and ministries, lands and territories in the precious blood of Christ. Thank you, Father Love, for that you have taken my spouse and I and our children to where you want us to be. Thank you, Father Love, that thank you, Father Love, that you will bless those who bless us, and curse he who curses or uses insolent language toward us, and all the families of the earth will be blessed by us. And thank you, Father Love, that by the blood of Christ and Holy Ghost, the resurrection fire, Babel, confusion in the kingdom of darkness. You have lost, we have won. Baal bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. And behold, the glory is here. The blood, behold, the blood of the Lamb provides defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, eternal punishment to the unbelievers, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. Thus, by the blood of Christ, I curse all the plans of the enemy, all his strategies against us, the scatterbound family, households and ministries, lands and territories. And by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the demonic spirits, the demonic strongholds, the strong men, all their powers and ability to still kill and destroy and deceive, be paralyzed and capacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated for such a time as this. By a Lord, in the dimension of the Spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross and I crushed the head of every demonic spirit that moves the people against us. And I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God's justice against our enemies, our adversaries. I claim the blood, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stanford, and I, each of our spirits, soul, body, mind, life, and our homes, and our streets, and our walls, within our palaces, our lands and territories, and everybody in them, with the precious blood of Christ, for such a time as this. Whatever was sent or done against any one of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, they hit the bloodline. And by the blood of Christ, that clothes us, and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. By the blood of the cross, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the demonic, the seed of the serpent venom, cheap implants, and all the hidden seeds of darkness. None of us shall be afflicted by any one of them in any way, shape, or form. Wherever the light touches today, that we each shall be delivered. By the blood of the cross, the Lord our God has set us high above all nations on the earth. And all these blessings have come upon us and overtake us because of what the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He made us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, kings and priests for our God, and we shall reign on the earth individually and all as a whole. We, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries are Andarato Corohia Shestre Minoros, Mandarato Corohia Shestre Minoros, Orosolo Matarashes Ramatrash, Andarato Corohia, Andarato Corohia Shestramatrash, Edesaramatrash. Thank you, Father Love, that we will enter not into temptations, trials, or testings, for the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in each of our ways. That we only seek the glory that comes from God alone. I entrust our lives to you, Lord my God, our just judge and our defender. Lord, you are our lives and the length of our days. Father, love, you hold in your hand our breaths of life and our ways. Wherever the light touches today, that we each shall be delivered. Let people serve us and nations bow down to us, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We be lords of the earth. Cursed be everyone that cursed us, and blessed be He that blessed us. The fear of us and the dread of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries have come upon all the animals on the earth, in the sky, and in the seas. We are enjoying our covenant with the stones of the field and the beasts of the fields are at peace with us. Our days are as days of heaven on this earth. For the Lord our God has given us this scatterbound family, households, and ministries rest on every side. In the name of Yahweh, the word of God, the burden removing, yoke destroying power, that removes mountains out of our ways and makes all things possible for us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries. Anyone who would come against us, the Lord Himself goes before us. The Lord God of hosts is with us always. Who can ever come against the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the cross, the blood of Christ? What can withstand the strength of the right hand of God? Who can ever stand before the name of the Lord of the angel armies, whose we are and whom we serve, who never fails us, never leaves us, nor forsakes us. So I thank you, Father, love, that by the blood of the Lamb, on our doorposts, on our lentils, on our doorposts, and round about our lands and territories, there be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. The hail flattens the forest, and the cities leveled completely. How blessed are we, this scatterbound family, our souls and ministries, sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. A 7 years of great abundance are now coming throughout the church, but these will be followed by 7 years of famine, when all the abundance in the church will be forgotten. When the famine has ravaged the land, no trace of the abundance will be found in the land because of the famine that follows it. So utterly severe will that famine be that the church, His ecclesia, had been called to glory, the city of heaven, means that the matter has been reaffirmed by God, and that God will soon bring it about, says the Lord God of hosts. Therefore, in our midst, in our possessions, in our lands and territories, Not even a dog can growl at us that they may know how the Lord distinguishes between the hidden and we, his beloved. All of the hidden shall then come down and prostrate before us. They shall beg us, leave us you and all your followers. Only then shall we depart, and we shall pass through the midst of them all and go away at God, our Father's appointed time and hour. For we, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, that we, his ecclesia, are the redeemed of the Lord. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb from the coming wrath. Amen. Hallelujah. Too powerful to be defeated, to overcome, and unable to be seen, to be visible to the eye, the Lord God has insulated us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries. We, his ecclesia, lands and territories, and made us invincible and invisible to our enemies. Amen. So we continue to think and speak and act and walk and live in the enforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly. Our days being as days of heaven on this earth, we spend our days in living freely and lightly in Christ. Our days are as days of heaven on this earth. We spend our days in prosperity and our years in happiness. There be peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces for our lives, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, lands and territories. Our kingdom, the kingdoms are at peace. For the Lord our God is giving us rest on every side, and with long life, the Lord our God satisfies us, showing us his salvation power, the catching up of us, his beloved, into glory to meet the Lord in the air without our seeing the grave. This is our heart's desire, plus eternal life in the time to come. Father, your name be glorified in each one of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries. Amen. Praise the Lord. After supper, my Lord Jesus, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes. And I remain in him and he remains in me, reliving in me his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, or a lust of the flesh, a lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, that I love in the greater glory. For I was crucified with Christ. I died and was buried with him and went to hell in him, and was raised to life with him, the Lord my God. So I have made a covenant, for I am the church called to glory. So I have made a covenant with my eyes that I will not lust. I choose purity. I walk in the spirit, and I will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Thank you. Excuse me. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I put to death and the misdeeds of the body, and I will live. Praise the Lord. Teach me, Lord, the way of your decrees, that I may follow it to the end. Give me understanding, so that I may keep your law. and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace I dread. For your laws are good. How I long for your precepts in your righteousness. Preserve my life. Thank you, Father Lord, that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. I honor the Lord with my body. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ lives in me. This gives me assurance of sharing his glory. His glory. 1 John 4:17. In this world, I am just like Jesus. I am God. I am love. I am good. Daughter of the Most High God, in the house of my Heavenly Father, carrying a revelation of God in me to reveal him to the world. I am God's expression, his righteousness, his holiness, and his love. And I am God's representative, his authority on this earth, manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, being seen by angels, preaching unto the Gentiles, being believed on in the world. I will be received up into glory. I am the body of Christ, of the Anointed One. Oh, I love you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. I believe on the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I love the brethren as you have commanded me. I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus Yeshua, my blood brother. Lord my God, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are all mine, for I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now unto you, Father Love, who are able to accomplish far more than all that I could ever ask or imagine by the power of love at work within us. Unto you, Father Love, be glory in me, in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations. Forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding, and his mercy endures forever. Thank you, Father Love, that God is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. As it is said, do not muzzle an ox while it is threshing out the grain, and a worker deserves his wages. Do you see a man who excels in his work? We, this scatterbound family, household and ministries, will stand before kings and not before unknown men. For I always thank God for you, says the Lord, and continuously mention you in my prayers. I remember before our Lord and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, my beloved. Love never fails, never fades out, or becomes to an end. Thus, you never fail. never fade out or become obsolete or come to an end. For as love is, so also are you in this world. Through you, my beloved, I bring this whole matter, the church age, to an end, for your heart has captured my love for humanity. So I thank you, Father Love, that the Lord, walking in the way of righteousness, along the path of justice, is bestowing wealth on us who love him. For a good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children. But the wealth of the sinners that was stored up for us, this Scatterbug family, household, and ministries are finding their way into our hands. For it is the blessing of the Lord. It makes us truly rich, and it adds no sorrow to it, neither does turning increase it. And Jesus heals them all. And Jesus heals all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. In the presence of Jesus of Nazareth, the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame, the dumb speak, the lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, the maimed are made whole, and the dead are raised to life. For see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God, love was with him. Excuse me. So is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything that he cannot do? The God of the impossible, the God of glory, the everlasting God, the God of thunder and lightning, the God of the wind and sea, the God of all power, the Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord of the harvest, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever, is manifesting himself for us and today. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I shall repay. Thank you, Father Love, that to our enemies, the Lord unleashed his fury against them, wrath, indignation, and calamity, a band of destroying angels. But the Lord, no good things will he withhold from us, this Scatterbug family, households, and ministries. Thank you, Lord God of hosts, for protecting us, the oil. The Lord God has vindicated us in his righteousness. The wicked are angry to see this. They gnash their teeth and waste away. The desires of the wicked come to nothing. Their own eyes have seen their destruction, and they have drunk for themselves the cup of the wrath of the Almighty. For I thank you, Father Love, that the Lord has brought us, his beloved, this Scatterbug family, households, and ministries out of Egypt, out of bondage, loaded with silver and gold, and there is no feeble part in my body, and there is none feeble among us, this Scatterbug family, households, and ministries. By Jesus' stripes we were healed. We are healed, and by the blood of the Lamb we are made whole. That the works of God be made manifest, be made visible in men, be made manifest, be made visible in me. God's Holy Ghost resurrection power is replacing my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes, without even having to touch me. My daddy quickening my mortal body because of his spirit, his everlasting fire, that who dwells in me. Praise the Lord. My faith has made me whole, says the Lord God of hosts. Thank you, Father Love, for having restored my right leg and my right foot, that which had been stolen from me by the enemy. And I have found him, the thief. He has to repay that sevenfold. what he has stolen. And now, once and again, I can walk, dance, and run, and continuously declare that Jesus did it again. And we, the Scatterbomb family, households, and ministries will forever declare, profess that this is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes, for the Lord has restored unto us the years that were lost, taken, stolen from us, and a hundredfold return of all that we have left for the Lord's namesake and for his gospel, plus eternal life in the time to come. Renewing our strength, our youth, like that of an eagle's. Our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. Thank you, Father, love, that you cleanse our blood with the precious blood of Christ. For the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Thank you, Father, love, for you protect us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions would try to exert. Thank you, Father, love, that you have blessed our food and drink and remove all sickness from our midst. Thank you, Father, love, that you have truly blessed us and extend our territories. You help us and you made us free of misfortune without pain. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. The Lord is just. He is our rock. In him there is no unrighteousness. So here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, 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 here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory, my victory is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb, of the cross of Christ, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we remain. This scatterbound family, households, and ministries. Lands and territories, our kingdom. So, for Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God in whom we confidently trust and rely on. So, Father, love, we are resting in your goodness, expressed to us through your faithfulness to your word and to us. For you have exalted your word above all your names, and heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. And through your ability to bring your word to pass in our lives, for creation reveals your glory. The sky proclaims the works of your hand. And we are so fearfully and wonderfully made. And through your willingness to do so, for God has so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that we who believe might not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn us, but that through him we might be saved. We who believe will never be condemned, but he who does not believe has already been condemned. And through your loving kindness toward us, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And while we were small in our eyes, God love exalted us. And through your being an on-time God, the true, our thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are our ways your ways. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are your thoughts above our thoughts, and your ways above our ways. But as the rain comes down from heaven and does not return there till it has watered the whole surface of the ground, so your word that you sent forth will not return to you void, but shall fulfill that which you have sent them to do. As it is said, not let the wise man glory in his wisdom, nor let the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he knows you and knows that you are a God, exercising loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on this earth, in which you are well pleased. And so, Father, love, let your glory fill the earth. Let your glory fill this Scatterbound family today and forevermore. And let it be known to all that you are God and that Jesus is Lord. To your glory, God, our Father. It is in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the spoken word, the faith release that we believe we receive. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. The Lord be with you, Stanford. I clothe you with his precious blood. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, God of hosts. So, Father, Lord, for the beauty of your love, we thank thee. And by the Spirit of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes and your Son comes. Amen. Jesus Christ is Lord. Praise the Lord. And my beloved, remember that you are always clothed with the precious blood of Christ, and by the everlasting fire who dwells in you, never fails you, never leaves you, never forsakes you, and who surrounds you, the everlasting fire by night and by day. You are always protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven, for you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. So whatever the Lord tells you, do it. And he will never tell you to do something that goes against his word. Amen. So, man, nothing but to love them. You are blessed, so be a blessing, dispensing good to others. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, honey. I love you, my sweetie. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, hon. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb, be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my Lord Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, in you I breathe, I move, and I have my being. And in you I will forever be. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.